I'm here at the Diaspora booth, and I'm talking to
Lucas Mutt.
Am I pronouncing that correctly?
The project name.
Diaspora, D-I-A-S-P-O-R-R-A.
Okay, so what is it?
It's an alternative for example, Facebook, decentralized alternative, which we compare normally against mail servers. It's kind of like a mail server. You can set up your own server and start posting, writing comments, liking stuff like in a normal social network. Yes.
So I can run my own instance and you can run your own instance, and then they can, those two instances can talk.
They can talk, yeah, they can share. It's called, we call it the federation, the protocol, which synchronize all the public data. I say public data because, of course, you can create, we call it aspects, which is just groups where you can put into your users. And if you send to those aspects messages, it will be not synchronized through the whole network, only to the server, which is which is required for the synchronization. If you, for example, have users only on one server and you're talking only to the users on your server, the message will never leave the server.
So clear demarcation of where your messages are going to. And is it difficult to set up?
You have to require some basic knowledge about Linux. Well, that's not entirely true, because we already have some images, some one-click solutions. I cannot remember all the names of the hosters, but if you check out wiki.diasporafoundation.org, you'll find a ton of installation tutorials where you will find for Debian, Ubuntu, and whatnot. Step-by-step tutorial installation guides. So.
And is Federation difficult to set up, or does that happen automatically?
That happens automatically. You're basically, the difficulty is to install all dependencies and start the server.
Okay. So once that's done, and then how do I know, how does my instance know about your instance?
It's called PubHub. Service, which is currently run by, I think we use one from Google, which is basically a feed where the server registers and says, "Hey everyone, I'm here, I'm ready to receive," and that's how we discover a server.
And do you have any integration with other services like New Social or Pump.io?
For example, Friendica and Hubzilla, because we just extracted the Diaspora Federation protocol from Diaspora itself for exactly that kind of goal, that other services can integrate the protocol as well and talk with us.
Okay, yeah. Excellent. So what has been happening in the last year with the project?
Any milestones in the last year?
For example, myself, I integrated the integrated XMPP, so that you can chat with all your friends. That happened, and a lot of background work, and we managed also to switch to Bootstrap completely, because that was some custom thing. I'm not the front end guy, I have to say that honestly, but that were some big points.
We have an interview about that, explaining all. Maybe people won't hear it at this point, but due to the magic of time traveling podcasts, they will hear it soon.
Okay. All right. Yeah, and another big milestone would be the API. I completely forgot about that. The thing is, it's not completely finished yet. But if it will be finished, then I hopefully see new apps spreading around Android and whatever other platform there is.
Cool. Yeah. If there's one theme that I have to take away from FOSDEM this year and every year, is it's not finished yet. Every project seems to say that. So what's the plans for next year? What coolness can I expect?
To finish the API.
Yes. Good. Anything else that you need me to know about?
Right now, there comes nothing to mind, I think.
Okay. Yeah. With that, enjoy the rest of the show, and thanks for taking the time.